This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States and NATO have provided written responses to Moscow addressing Russia's renewed security demands. The move follows consultations with various European partners, as well as Ukraine, an effort aimed at heading off armed conflict. U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan delivered the document in person Wednesday to Russia's foreign ministry. NATO sent its own responses to Russia separately. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters that the U.S. response includes the concerns of the United States and its allies about Russian actions that undermine security, as well as a principled and pragmatic evaluation of the concerns Russia has raised. He said the U.S. has also included proposals for areas where the countries may be able to find common ground. Moscow's security demands include a pause of NATO's eastward expansion, especially in Ukraine and Georgia, as well as a rollback of NATO troops in Eastern Europe. The U.S. has dismissed those demands as non-starters and demanded that Russia pull back its forces from the border with Ukraine. It has offered dialogue with Moscow on issues including military exercises and transparency, as well as the placement of missiles. Russia offered a cautious initial response to the written proposals, saying only it will study the document. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters there is a growing sense of urgency, calling on Moscow to withdraw its forces from Ukraine, Georgia, and Moldova, where they are deployed without these countries' consent. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. North Korea fired two more ballistic missiles Thursday, according to South Korea, making January the busiest month ever for North Korean missile launches. In an alert to reporters, South Korea's military said the North launched what was presumed to be two short-range ballistic missiles toward the sea off its east coast around 8 a.m. local time. So far this month, North Korea has conducted six rounds of missile tests, firing at least 10 missiles to the city. North Korea's missile frenzy appears at least partly aimed at pressuring the United States and South Korea, which have called for the North to return to nuclear talks. North Korea has refused to engage in talks, saying the United States should first make military and economic concessions. The U.S. earlier this month tightened sanctions against Pyongyang, imposing them on five North Koreans it alleged were helping procure supplies for North Korea's weapons program. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Wednesday that Afghanistan is hanging by a thread as the organization appealed for a total of $8 billion to scale up humanitarian assistance to more than 22 million Afghans this year. Afghanistan's economy has been in a free fall for months. There is a severe drought there, and a brutal winter has descended on the country, exacerbating daily suffering. Taliban, which seized power nearly 6 months ago, are cut off from the billions of dollars of the former government's assets that are frozen abroad as the international community waits to see how they will behave. The UN chief also appealed to the international community to suspend restrictions that are hurting Afghanistan's economy. British and Australian Navy ships arrived in Tonga on Wednesday and attempted to deliver aid without making contact with anyone ashore to avoid spreading the coronavirus in a nation which has never had an outbreak. The danger of spreading the disease was underscored when nearly two dozen sailors aboard an Australian ship, the Adelaide, were reported infected, raising fears they could bring the coronavirus to the small Pacific archipelago. Stated by an tsunami back on January the 15th. Since the pandemic began, Tonga has reported just a single case of COVID-19. It's one of the few countries in the world currently completely virus-free. About 61% of Tongans are fully vaccinated, according to the World Data Report. For more news, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.